remember when Tennessee's Rod Clark told me it was stupid to think the Vols were better without Jermaine Mashak on the floor? Yeah, those comments look especially silly now after this. And even if Jermaine Mashak wasn't the guy to hit the buzzer beater against Alabama, Rick Barnes explicitly wanted Mashak on the floor in those final seconds. How Mashak's efforts led to one of the most incredible finishes inside the Food City Center. I'm Paige Dower, this is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Tennessee might have not even been in a position to have a game-winning type of play if not for what Jermaine Mashak did all game long, but specifically in the final 30 seconds of the game. And it start with a tough play by Chaz Lanier, who drove baseline to get the layup. He drew the foul, and then he went to the free throw line. He was not able to make that free throw, but his layup ended a near 6-minute scoring drought towards the end of the game, and it got Tennessee within one possession of Alabama with 30 seconds to go. He went to the free throw line. He was not able to make the free throw. Instead, Jermaine Mashak bringing that toughness, and I really think that's the underlying key factor in this game is how tough the team played. But in his ability to go and get that rebound, he draws a foul, and what happens is he says he wasn't really expecting that type of play to get a foul. I think he says it doesn't usually happen, so he was a little surprised pleasantly that they were able to draw the foul there. So he goes to the free throw line with Tennessee down one possession. He has a chance to tie the game with those two free throws, and he sinks both of them inside a dead silent arena, as he categorizes to two biggest plays of the game getting ready to go. He goes back to what he does during practice, and it's something that he's been doing the last few weeks, is this positive self-talk. He goes back to his routine, and that routine delivers him two free throws in a crucial moment inside Food City Center that ties the game at 76 apiece with 30 seconds to go.
I started doing probably like a couple weeks ago is really breathing in and telling myself that I am a great shooter. I am confident. I am whatever I need to be at that moment. And I told myself that I'm a great free throw shooter, and that's what the results were. So just kind of breathing in, calming myself down. I'm a very energetic player. I'm, you know, very amped up, but really relaxing, taking in the moment, and just doing what I practice all the time.
I'll also have a profile on Jermaine Mashak probably in the next week or two talking about what his family has meant to him and what his journey at Tennessee has meant to him as well. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on that conversation. Back to the idea of practice building consistency. We saw that in the free throw line and how self-talk has helped him with that. It showed up again in the final play of the game after Tennessee forced that 5-second violation, and it's Jermaine Mashak really driving down the court after, you know, getting the ball from Sakai Ziegler, and it's Felix Okpara setting up a nice screen on Grant Nelson, and then who is guarding Jermaine Mashak? 6'11", Clifford Omori. And Jermaine says he just goes back to what he was practicing after practice with 6'11", Felix Okpara guarding him.
After every shoot around, I'll get Felix, and at the end, I'll just have him guard me from like where I shot the ball. And so I usually, you know, miss or I'll make it on Felix, but today I just imagine Felix was in front of me and I hit the shots.
And who knows, maybe Felix will start counting the amount of shots he blocks on Jermaine Mashak after catching a little bit of slack on that comment. But it's just, you know, highlights how much these teammates really do go at each other during practice. They bring it every single day. They are competing with themselves and against each other all of the time in practice. It really doesn't appear while I'm there in the open practices for media that the team and players ever take a single playoff, whether they're, you know, running shells and quick scouting or they're doing full court type of runs. It's just really impressive to see like how much that really has translated to how Jermaine Mashak is performing on the court. So obviously he makes that three-pointer. It's chaos afterwards. The team all but tries to tackle him after he knocks it down. And let's go back to Rick Barnes, who was losing his mind, shaking his hands in the air. And for him, what was the signal that, okay, he can relax now?
When the crowd went nuts.
It's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Rick Barnes talked about it earlier this week and how he does a lot of communication with Sakai Ziegler in their eyes, and they can read each other's body language and they kind of know what they want from each other. Well, it seems like that's kind of a similar case with Rick Barnes and Jermaine Mashak. I think there was a little bit of like confusion, non-confusion in the final play. They had an idea of where they wanted to set it up, and then they obviously wanted that timeout once they crossed midcourt. That didn't really happen because I'm sure you all have seen the press conferences, and Rick Barnes was happy that they didn't see it. And it was funny getting Jermaine Mashak's perspective because he had no idea what Rick Barnes was really saying, so he kind of just let it rip.
I usually look over at coach to see like what he wants, so we get into our little, you know, ladder drill and ladder play. And he's like mouthing something to me, and I didn't know what it was. And so in my head, I said, oh, he wants me to shoot the ball, so I'm going to shoot the ball. But he was really trying to say, if I catch it and I pass it up or I dribble it up, call a timeout. So right when I got the ball and I seen Z was denied, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm shooting this. So I was just feeling good. I felt like I was going to hit the shot. And, you know, that's what happened.
Have delivered Tennessee game-winning, buzzer-beating type of plays are the two, quote-unquote, like, non-stars of the team. Jordan Ganey in Champaign against Illinois, going coast-to-coast, driving to the rim to get that buzzer-beating layup. And then it's Jermaine Mashak, of course, doing that to Alabama. So when Ganey was talking after the game and how those types of plays are what dreams are made of, you know that he's also kind of talking from experience and how much he was able to live out probably one of his dreams. I mean, that was a massive win, not only in the beginning of the season, but how it's panned out for Tennessee this whole season. So for both of them, you know, two guys that have taken so much pride in wearing the orange and white, to be able to be the players that deliver in the clutch for Tennessee is incredibly impressive, and you just have to admire it.
People know Shaq put in a ton of work over the summer, and just seeing it all pay off and just like him make that last shot, I just feel like a weight lift off his shoulders. You see Shaq just staring into the crowd. It's just amazing. And it's just a surreal moment. And, you know, just seeing him enjoy every single bit of it is just something amazing, because this is every kid's dream, you know. Rivalry game Saturday. You got Dick Vitale commentating the game, and you hit a game winner. Yeah, it's something amazing. So I'm just excited for him and just being able to, you know, live out one of his dreams.
Who could forget Josh Heupel in attendance for this game, winning back-to-back games against Alabama at home, knowing all so well how nice it is to smoke the cigars after defeating Alabama. He signals such when he's on the Jumbotron on this first Saturday of March, and it kind of was a foreshadowing of the chaos that would ensue after the game, leading to this one message from Rick Barnes after the game.
So I told the guys, I guess, welcome to March.
If this is any indication of what March looks like, we better all strap in, because I think that was an insane preview of not only what the SEC tournament could look like, but what the NCAA tournament might look like, because the SEC is insane this season, as all of us are well aware. But yeah, absolute chaos, and it will be such an exciting March Madness this season if that is what happens. And back to the comment about toughness being the underlying key for Tennessee delivering this win, if they can source that and bottle it up and go back to it the rest of the way, like Sakai Ziegler said after Auburn, this is a very dangerous team, and I think that's when we will start to see two really good halves being put together finally. But where those toughness plays showed up, we can go to the end of the first half, and it's Jordan Ganey, reminiscent of that game-winning play against Illinois, where he's going coast to coast with just seconds left on the clock before halftime, And he gets that really tough layup with about 0.7 seconds left on the clock, and saying that he was able to do that. And then Alabama tries to, you know, obviously get their out-of-bounds play going, and it's Jermaine Mashak getting the deflection, and then there's nothing that they can do with it. Later, I think also in the first half as well, as I will check my notes, I think it was in the first half, it was 12:40 to go. Alabama was up 56-51. They're on offense. Aiden Holloway gets the ball knocked out of his hands, and it's Jermaine Mashak. There's a loose ball. He was painted on it that entire game, and he's battling with Muhammad Diabate to go and get that loose ball. Jermaine Mashak picks it up. They're battling again, you know, bodies banging up against each other, and he takes it right to the rack, and then Diabate gets the goaltending because the ball was in it, then rimmed out with his hand on the net. But as he's falling down and doing all of these effort-type plays and knocking the ball out of bounds to try and force another possession for Tennessee, it was that type of toughness and what he does that in those moments does show up on the stat sheet, forcing those turnovers, getting those layups. But it's his, like, willingness to go out and try and force those types of plays to happen. And he's like, any ball knowers out there, like, no, those are crucial plays. And I think that's so much of what allowed Tennessee to stay in that game because of the toughness they brought. They had a ton of costly turnovers in the beginning of the game, and Alabama cashed in on it. And then they were able to kind of flip the script, leading by Jermaine Mashak to go and get those tough turnovers.
I'm happy for Jermaine. You know, he's been just an incredible everything. I mean, he exemplifies everything that you want in a player, a person, great family.
That's the type of stuff that I feel like other people don't look at, and that's how you win games, is those extra possessions. If you ask any coach, you ask anybody that really knows basketball, that possession I feel like was the biggest key in the game because it gave us another opportunity to score 2 points, which I was able to do at the free throw line.
The Lady Vols start their SEC tournament on Wednesday. I will be in Greenville, South Carolina for that tournament. Hopefully it's a long one, so make sure you subscribe so you stay up to date on that content as well. I'll be back with a preview tomorrow at 2:30. I'll talk to you then.